Hey, everyone. Welcome back to It's All Bad. This is Mike. I'm here with Rush and Danny.
Yo.
And Keith.
Hey.
And what do we got in this episode tonight?
Well, unconventional drug dealers with Joey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Maybe the most interesting story I've heard about having drugs sold, about a drug delivery service.
Danny, you got to send me the article on those drug dealers.
Oh, yeah.
I want to read it.
We have a story about a phone and the adventures it goes on.
Yeah.
Once it gets clucked to somebody.
A trip at Disneyland as opposed to Disneyland.
Oh.
I had a really fucking, I don't think I've mentioned, I didn't tell mine, but I have just like a weird one where I was dating this chick and she woke me up and she was like, hey, it was my birthday. I think I was like 16 or 17. She had a car and she was like a little older and she was like, hey, we're going to fucking Disneyland. I was like, oh, word. And we stopped at the Robex on, I don't fucking know. You know, I don't even think there's that many Robex left.
Straight up Robex.
And she was like, oh,
shout out Robex. Yeah,
what's up, Robex? Sponsor us.
The juice people.
And she was like, we're going to get some smoothies. And I was like, all right, fucking cool, you know. And so she gets us some, so she goes in, she gets us some smoothies, comes out, and she was like, don't drink it yet, you know. And like, it's fucking flying dry. I'm like, this is getting weird. And like about 30 minutes before we get down there, she's like, all right, start drinking your smoothie. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what is it? But, I was like, all right. She was kind of a crazy chick. So I was like, all right. And we start drinking it. And like right as we pull up and fucking park, it just like hits me like, oh, fuck, I'm tripping, you know. So she went into Robex and took like an eighth of her mushrooms and was like, hey, fucking throw these into each of the smoothies, which is nuts that they were like, OK, you know, yeah, what the fuck? They better wash them blenders out good. But we went to the Rainforest Cafe.
What?
Yeah.
They did it for her.
Yeah. Robex blended the mushrooms in the, and then
she probably had somebody work there. Yeah.
So she had to know somebody there.
No, yeah. I don't know. Because I've done it.
Oh, you
it
were
since.
In Orange County, right?
Yeah. And we went to Rainforest Cafe. That was fucked up on mushrooms. I was like, get me out of here. This is the weirdest fucking place. Like, I don't want to be here. And then.
Because it has all the fake birds and
yeah,
all that
fake
shit.
Fucking. Well, I mean, all of, you know, Disneyland's not the coolest place. For me, it was like, because I started getting into, maybe like acid would be a little better, but I got into this whole trip where it was like, you see everybody that works there, and I'm like, oh, fuck, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm like, this is dark, you know, like this is really fucking dark. Like these motherfuckers are here every day with the fake smiles, you know, and I think this was, they couldn't have any facial hair. I don't know if they could now, but they would like make everybody shave completely to like upkeep an image, you know, and I just caught that, and I like noticed that nobody there had, and I was like, this is so weird, like all fresh. I don't know. It fucked me up.
No, man, there was always something. Like, I did a fair amount of Disney World as a kid, and there was always something that was like, this motherfucker has too many ideas about what the future should look like. You know what I mean? Like, what's up with this? Like, and then Epcot was really like, now the world of the, and you're like, oh man, go easy. Like, do you already realize, like, you got a bad rap already with that Nazi shit? Don't, don't get it out there too crazy talking about the future pants, you know?
I'm going to be the bummer here because I love Disneyland and Disney World.
No, I absolutely love Disney World, and it was like some of the funnest stuff that my parents and I did together. Like, we honestly had really legit good times there, and the production design of Disney World made me, I think in a certain way, was like, oh, wow. Like, I think it was a pretty trippy thing for me as a kid, and I was impressed by it. But I definitely see how under the right eye you could see the menace.
Oh yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, going there as a kid is one of like the most amazing experiences ever. You know?
Yeah, it really is.
It's one of the coolest. Like,
well, wonderful. Boy, that was a little bit disjointed. But here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's get into the night stories.
Well, I was just saying, man, it's an amazing thing you guys got going on here. It's a privilege to be here. You know what I mean? Thanks for having me, and just like, it's, you know, this shit's hilarious, man. I was driving the casino listening to some of the episodes the other day, and it's the shit hits close to home. You know what I mean? And I really, some special you guys got going on here for sure.
We have so much fun doing it. That's
so much fun doing it. Yeah. I hope also that like it is so much fun. And I think part of it is that it's inconclusive. Yeah. And that I think is kind of that's the essential thing, is that none of these things like these, it just keeps going and mm-hmm. it keeps going. And it's not, we're not trying to make decisions about this stuff.
No.
Danny, and didn't you guys have the same drug dealer, the guy who just got busted all over the valley?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like the way it is on this side of town, it's like most people were involved with some of the same bigger fishes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like if you're really with the business, you're going to be breaking bread with some of the same people, you know, they kind of have a pretty good lockdown on that stuff. So it's like almost everyone kind of did in a way, you know.
Not
and it's
me.
Like
boutique,
I don't know how much to
only
speak on it, but I'll go ahead since I've already started, you know what I mean? It's like it's kind of like they got like a Domino's delivery service aspect.
Still in my, I can't erase it.
Absolutely. Well, I got it etched in my brain.
The numbers,
but it's
so
like a
I've tried to erase it, it pops back up.
No,
wow, that's
like
the devil. That's the devil.
It's like a Domino's delivery service. Basically, you call, right, and there's the dispatcher, and then you know that 20 minutes, right? And then they call you, go outside, right? And
yeah.
And it's like they also have like amazing GPS abilities. I don't know how, because you'd be in like some off streets in the valley, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm on Noble and in Addison. And you'd be like, go over to Otsego. You know what I mean? Like, how's this fool know? I don't know. But like, they make their rounds, you know what I mean? And it's like, you would always have this whole mystery of like, who's dispatch, like who is this like shot caller guy? You know what I mean?
It was one guy though, right?
There was a few of them, right? And and eventually, for the most part, it was the same organization, you know, but, you know, eventually once they kind of know you or whatever, or you start, you know, actually bringing some more money to the whole aspect of things, you know, like bigger sales or whatever, he might call you up, right? And I remember when I got called up, you know, for the first time, he's like, oh, just come meet me.
Big leagues.
Right? He said, come meet me, bro. You know,
and
I said, cool. Like, fuck, like. I was kind of excited to see what, you know, the man behind the fucking voice on the phone over the last few years, right? And it's like, I'm in like Lakeview Terrace or Sylmar, you know, a lot of that like cartel paisa action's happening in the Southeast Valley, you know what I mean? You know, Sun Valley, all that, you know, and it's like
horse property.
Yeah, absolutely.
Solomon's,
you know,
property.
Yes, and I'd be so he's like, yo, wait right there, blah blah blah. I'm sitting in the car, and I'm waiting, right? And I'm looking around, and I'm waiting to see, you know, fucking some Bentley or something. I don't know what I was really expecting, you know what I mean? But, like, it's hot, and I didn't have AC at the time, right? So I, like, actually got out of the car, which it's like, if I wasn't in such the boondocks, it would not be the right move to do, you know, when you're conducting. But I was, fuck, dude, it's hot. I'm going to get out, you know, and I'm standing there. And, you know, I'm like, fuck, man, I feel like I'm in the mountains of Nayarit, Mexico and some shit. You know? Like, it's only 25 minutes out from Hollywood, you know what I mean? But you feel like you're in a whole nother world out there, you know? And, you know, there's fucking paisas on horses and all sorts of shit, right? And there's this dude on a horse that, you know, he pulls up on a horse and he says, like, yo, man, you want to pet my horse? And I was, like, kind of squirrely and everything. I'm like, yeah, dude, this is beautiful horse, like, you know what I mean? Like just thinking, like, hope, yeah, you know, I hope, you know, Big Dog doesn't see me like fraternizing with the neighbors, you know what I'm saying? You know, because that could be a burn, you know.
Yeah.
And then he kind of looks at me and he goes, that's gonna be $18.50. And I said, what? And then he pulled the dope out from under the saddle on the horse, so he straight up served me on the horse, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
And I was expecting, you know, maybe a Nissan Sentra or something, you know what I mean? It seemed like the Sentra was the go-to
for
the organization, you know what I mean?
No way.
But
equestrian,
like,
drug
pulled
dealers
up on the horse, you know, and that's when you knew you kind of like made it in, you know, when you get served
you
up on a horse,
arrived,
you know,
dude, that's
and
a prince, that's like Prince Charles,
you know,
and there goes, oh, have a good
thinking
day.
Like, you know, I spent so much money with these people and did all that. Like, I'm sure that somewhere down in Jalisco, I fucking bought a horse, you know what I mean? Or like a dancing horse, you know how they have the ones that like do their little dancing things, you know what I mean? Like, this is where I like to think like all that money like was spent and where it went, you know? Like, I fucking probably bought a dancing horse and I sponsored like a whole soccer team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the jerseys for that soccer team down there in Jalisco or whatever.
You're doing
that
charity work.
Was sponsored by Nissan Sentra
and a picture of my face or some
shit. It's called International Investment.
Yeah, International Investment. Exactly.
It's a financial show. I mean? Welcome back. Welcome back to Money Talk.
Wait, what about Annie? Annie had a phone stolen that she tracked.
Yeah, it was gone for years. And then like 2 weeks ago, I misplaced my phone in my house. I put on Find My iPhone, and my phone is in Honduras. And I'm like, what the fuck? But it was my ex-boyfriend who had obviously clucked the phone to the drug dealer, who was a very smart drug dealer. You would meet him at Gelson's. He had a Lyft thing in his car. Oh, so it looks like when he's driving like white people around to and fro, he just looks like a Lyft driver.
That's genius.
It is
That's
genius.
That's pretty fucking good.
And so he must have clucked the phone. He sent it back to the family. And like I had noticed it once. I thought it was a Mercury retrograde mistake. And I was like, surely that's a glitch. And then I was like, wait a second. I had an iPhone 6S that went missing while I was dating what's his name. And oh, yeah, of course, he clucked it to the dealer. And then I did that thing where you erase his cell phone and it disappeared. It's like, what is the point of Find My iPhone if you can't like send the police to wherever it is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they would have gone there.
That would make an interesting movie, you know, like follow the phone from like it being stolen from your your dresser to like Honduras, you know what I mean? And what happened in between? Like, who's
name? I had that idea on meth
where it was like, we got to figure out a way to like reverse engineer that shit where like you would then like go and cluck it to somebody on purpose and then just follow like where it goes, you know?
I put spyware on Robert's phone, and it was like my favorite meth memories were when I became like a meth detective to find out what Robert was really doing all the time. So I put, he had to downgrade to Android, as happens when you're doing drugs because you can't afford the iPhone no more.
That's an amazing indictment of Android right there. And just then iPhone wins again. Yeah.
And then there's an actual, for any ladies out there Android. Looking to be a psycho, like there's an actual spy app that is so easy to install. It's completely free and it sends all the text messages. You can see all the websites he visits.
Oh,
it what and he had I'm such a bad liar and secret keeper, but I kept that secret for as long as I could. It, you know, because usually I find something out, I go, you fucking piece of shit, and I explode. But this time I kept it and I was just like, I was on. And it helped me to become, Robert used to call me the human lie detector, because it helped me hone into my intuition. And I'm like, I feel like he's lying. And I would be able to go check and be like, yep, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew that guy Matt Studio Beats had nothing to do with this studio or Beats. Clever.
Straight up.
I had a
beaten cheeks.
Exactly.
I had a guy who I would meet. There was, when you first get the referral, there was a guy who used to meet at Gelson's over in the Los Feliz Gelson's. And his name was, we'll leave that out of it. But anyway, so I would meet that fella, and then we became pals, right? And then he would come by, and so it had gone like that for a while. He would bring over cocaine and whatever. And then one day, he was like, I can't meet today, but I'm sending over. I got popped. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and I'm going to send over my friends and they can bring that. And I was like, well, that's no, you don't. And it clicked, you know? And so I'm like, okay, this is going to be fucking interesting. And I'm down at the bottom of the stairs. I'm at the top of the stairs rather. And I hear this just like gang 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 gang, just this insane
circus music,
just circus music. What's the like full Narcos style?
Corridos, bump 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 bump,
just full Narcos style.
Come on, come on, come on!
But there was a gang gang that I remember very distinctly. I was like, what's going on? And I look, and it's just this white Escalade, and I go, I'm like, this is a cartoon. Part like, why, what is this? Because this has happened to me before, just cartoon experiences with dealers. I'm like, this is such a bad, and they're in the middle of the street outside in front of my house, just honking the horn.
Oh my gosh.
For me to come down and get, and they were like, "What's up?" And I was like, "What the fuck is up?" You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
Que pasa?
We're here in the middle of the street. All right, cool, I get it. And they're like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "You, dude, you guys are all jacked on blow, and you're selling it, and you're in a spaceship, and so you're so nuts." But so finally, you know, they give me my, like, and it's a minor, it's a small amount. So they're like, you know, they just think I'm a jerk. You know, they don't give a shit about me.
They loved you, man. Don't say that.
I don't think anybody loved me there, but maybe.
They appreciated you, bro.
They appreciated me. But you could tell that it was just my, so I go, you back up, and then about, I'm like, well, that's never going to happen again. I'm not going to be calling that number because, right in the, like, really, you know, I had neighbors who were like, "Oh, friends of yours?" So like, "What's up?" Oh, yeah, no, that was my mom, and she was bringing me over. So get the fuck out of my way. So, but no. So then, I wind up like 2 weeks later, and homeboy comes and just visits me, the unsolicited.
Oh shit!
Do you need? That.
And I was just like,
"Told you he loved you."
Listen, I was like, "Listen, trick."
No, I didn't say anything, but I was just like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" Because I'm like, "Listen, you know, I was not born totally yesterday, and you just don't. I mean, that's when the tape recorder's rolling usually or something. You know, you just don't know what's up, and you don't know who they want to make an example of. You know, some fucking chooch like me. You know, that's easy." That's easy chubby bait. And so I was like, "All right." And he's like, "Hey, just wanted to know whether you wanted to, you know, re-up or whatever, you know." And I'm just like, "Look at this little guy." And he's fucking a pharmacy on wheels. I was like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." And he was like, no, it's cool. I just want to know if you wanted to, like, buy some, you know, wanted to get some coke." And I was, you know, it was really bad, shitty coke. Like, to even call it cocaine was ridiculous. It was like baby ass. It was like 80% baby aspirin and like 20%. I don't even know what that was.
Focaine.
Yeah, focaine. Just focaine. Just poo-poo biscuits. And it was a bummer. It was a bummer, that whole shit.
Poo-poo biscuits.
And he was like, "Oh, I don't know if you want to buy it." And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never done that. And I don't know you, man. What's up?" And he was just like, "Oh, it's like that." And I'm like, "It is like that." And he left. And I was just like, "Oh God, I hope this goes well. Like, I hope I didn't just upset somebody else who was farther up the chain or whatever." But I felt like in my head, the math was like, if he had sent, like, those dudes had to either been more in charge than him, I think. Like, because usually I would meet him in like an 88 Civic. And those dudes were at least in like a, you know, late model Escalade. And so I'm like, at least whatever. But I just did that. I was like, "Oh, I hope that didn't." And thank God it just went away. You know
what, though?
That was like that was the end of my stint. That was like, that was the actual end of that stint.
You know what? There is,
like, I'm done.
A thing,
not
though?
Because of even that, just because I was like, I'm going to fucking, I don't want to.
But I also wonder, like, there is a thing, like, when I was dealing speed, like, I had a friend named Brian, right? Who was a pretty he was a pretty normal dude. Like, he was a dad. He had two kids. You know, he's rode dirt bikes all the time. He kind of looked like a cop. He had like a mustache, you know what I'm saying? But he was actually a milkman in the Palisades. And he lived in Glendora. I swear to God.
That's incredible.
So he had these hours that were like, you know what I mean? He'd leave the house like 1 a.m. and he'd be off at like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or something. It was kind of genius. I used to envy him. I was like, that's a great fucking job, like delivering milk in the Pacific Palisades.
Dude, how quiet it would be and how imagine? Like good just, it would smell and the air and the grass and the lawn things coming on and everything.
But he was like a pretty, like, a pretty normal looking dude. So much so that one time, you know, he needed something because he would do speed, but he would, like, you know, he'd buy like a half gram. He'd do it, work on his motorcycles, go to sleep at night, you know, show up to work. He was kind of real functioning. I don't even know if I would call him an addict. I got to be honest. I think he just enjoyed it.
He had a wife who was a regular, really sweet lady.
He was the milkman, La Lechera.
Right. But I had a thing with him similar to what you're talking about. Like, I had met him from this other dude, and then him and I just struck up a friendship. And I kind of like, I would go to his house usually, you know, and it was kind of my safe spot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, no tweakers went there, you know, and I could like, he'd be like, you want to take a nap? You know what I mean? Shit like that. And I wonder if that's, you know, the situation. That guy, he might have just liked to have a little bit of normalcy. You know what I mean?
Totally. Absolutely. And maybe, and I might have been just a paranoid fuck. And he was a really perfectly nice dude. Like, I never had any, like, weirdness or beef. But also, I think it also kind of coincided with a period of time where I was like, all right, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, you're working in advertising. You have a good job. Like, things are going well. Why are you, like, you know, why are you taking marijuana and putting cocaine on top of it and smoking it on a Tuesday? You know, like, why are you doing that? And why are you doing it alone? And when you're not alone, why are you doing it? Wait, listen, so many things.
With a prostitute? Is that what you're...
How dare you? How could you say that? I could imagine. No, but, well... Anyway, the point being is at a certain point you ask yourself these things and you're like, no, there's no need for this. And things just coincide. But it was, you know, who knows? He might have been an angel. Might have been.
Usually there's a lot of angels out there.
Just a good fella.
There's three,
you know?
Just at the table here. Human angel hybrids.
I got a quick one. I got one where it'll kind of piggyback on to Joey's story with the dispatcher. And whatnot. And I think I told this one when we were at dinner, you know? Sure. And I'm gonna hop over here because I wanna see everyone. I wanna see the whole squad. All right. You guys hear me good?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So we were talking about this. We went to Pacific Dining Car a few weeks ago. That was fucking great.
Yeah, that was class act.
Dude, I saw Ice. So was that you? You
saw
were there?
Ice?
Okay, yeah. I saw pictures on it on Instagram, and it looked so good. I was like, oh, I missed the dining car.
Man,
so
it was so good.
Tasty.
So good.
It's
and then
stupid
I told
it, expensive.
Stupid. Like, well, we went for Dine LA, you know? So it was like prefix, $50, steak, two sides, dessert, fucking
I
salad.
I do it. It's my go-to place when I come back to LAX late. If I come in from the East Coast, I always leave later in the day. So my, like, older family members... And I can have that day together, and mm-hmm. then it's easy to drop me and, you know, or whatever, I'll do whatever. And then I come home, and I usually get to L.A., back in L.A. around midnight.
Yeah.
And it when I do that run, and then I go to the straight from the airport to the Pacific Dining
Car. It's perfect.
It's so fucking good. It's still $30 shrimp cocktail, but you know what? Whatever. It. Like, yeah. It's so tasty.
So, so we were talking about this that night when we were over there. So I knew the same dispatcher guys. I knew the same, you know, where you would call, as I still got the fucking guy's number in my phone, mm-hmm. and you would call him and they send somebody over. And it was a thing where it was two dudes that started doing it together, and they were cousins. Right. And then at some point they split off and they started competing with each other. And like, so the one dude kept the same number, and then the cousin went off, and somehow I got plugged in with both of them. And I would call him, and I had a thing where I would like turn them against each other, where I'd be like, hey, I just talked to, I'll leave the names out. You know, I just talked to guy number one, and he told me fucking $900 for a piece of heroin, which is 25 grams, you know? And he'd be like, 900. He's like, I'll give it to you for $850, you know, and I'd be like, all right, I'd be like, hold on, give me a second. I'd call it for the number, you know, the other guy back, and be like,
wow.
Hey, your cousin said he'd do it for fucking $800, and I would always undercut it a little, you know. And
dude, you have like, much bigger stones than
I'll
did.
I'll be there for, you know,
good
seven,
for you.
But yeah.
That's fucking, no, good for you. Like,
absolutely. And then he'd send the guy over, you know, and one time I had an ex-girlfriend that, me and her shared the same name, and she literally just hit me up, and she was like, I heard you have a podcast, and just, could you send me a link? And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. So, hey, Danny, if you're listening, if you fucking made it this far, hey,
big shout out.
Hope you're well.
Her
yeah.
name's Danny?
Her name's also Danny.
Yeah. I had to have that conversation with you know, family.
Yeah,
which I
so
was
she's
like,
a, yeah, she was like, oh,
you,
I heard
what
you
What are you working
think.
On, you know, like, what are you working on? What's this? It's all bad. I see you tagged, and it's all bad. And I was like, listen. That's not.
It's not for you.
It's not for you. And you know that I'm a demon, but I'm not. But everything's fine now.
Yeah, it's all better. Yeah,
and
it was all bad.
It was all bad. Yeah. Everything's okay now. And let's not, you don't need to get, yeah. you don't need to relive any kind of, but
the trauma, never, that our family members from they, listening to
fortunately,
this.
Fortunately, never touched them. Thank God. Thank God.
I told a few loved ones I was going to do this.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Now I'm like,
No, hey, you know what? My sister, my sister listens to the podcast. Well, let me finish this one real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, hi, Danny, if you're listening, if you made it, if you're still listening. At one point, her mom came to spend a weekend with us, you know, and we were living in Echo Park, and her mom like lives in Orange County, and she was like, oh, I want to come and stay for the weekend. And we thought we had it. We had like a one bedroom fucking back house in Echo Park. So we were more or less fucking keeping it together. You know, it was a nice place. Yeah, we were rich. She had a car, you know, we had a dog. Like it looked nice on the outside. You know, we were just fucking completely dying on the inside. And so it's like,
let me get some of this jerky real quick.
It's smoked.
Yeah.
Smoked jerky. And so it's like Friday. Her mom's coming Saturday morning. So we're like, all right, we're going to call the guy to come on Friday and bring us a bunch of dope. So then we'll be good and we'll sneak into the closet and we were still smoking heroin at that point. We're like, we'll smoke it and then we'll be good and we'll go to like fucking dinner with her mom. You know, like we took her somewhere night. Like, and it seemed like a fucking great plan. So we get the dope. Her mom gets there Saturday. You know, we get enough to last us the whole weekend. Maybe 2 p.m. Saturday, we're fucking out of dope, you know? And the mom's there, and she's like, and we have plans to go to fucking Walt Disney Concert Hall or some shit.
Are you dope sick?
And we're fucking getting dope sick, you know? So I'm like, fuck, I got to call the guy. And I call the guy, and he's like, okay, I'll be there, you know, 15 minutes. And I'm like, motherfucker. And it's never 15 minutes.
He was a French man.
Yes. So, you know, I'm waiting, you know, and he told me this trick, you know, and he was like, at some point, because I was like, motherfucker, you always say 15 minutes. He goes, yeah, but he was like, every time you call to see where I'm at, I put you last in line at the queue, you know? So I was like, oh you fucking asshole, you know, you cocksucker. Like, so then I would just stop calling because he was like, the more you're fucking, because they're going to make it there at some point, you know? So we're sitting.
So the more you blow them up, the more they're like, goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course. Cool. No. You're going to keep waiting, you know? You're not going to go anywhere else.
It's like girls.
Exactly.
It's like girls.
Just like girls. Oh, girls. And so we're sitting there and fucking, we're getting dope sick, you know, or we're getting sniffly and whatever. And it's like the time's getting closer to when we're supposed to leave. And the dude shows up, you know, and he was like, hey, I'm outside. And I was like, fuck, thank God. And he was like, I got to come in and weigh it. And I'm like, fuck, no, you can't. Like, you know, my maybe soon to be future mother-in-law is here. Like, you cannot go inside. And he goes, all right, I'll meet you in the backyard. And we had a little backyard. So, and I'm like, Danny, fucking keep your mom busy, you know, like keep her in the fucking, whatever, do something, you know? And I'm standing there and we're like weighing the dope and fucking getting everything ready to go. And we're like in the backyard and there was a kitchen that had a window facing. And I just see the mom come into the kitchen. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know? And the dude's like, who's fucking? I'm like, dude, just whatever. Fucking madre, hurry up, you know? And fucking you get the dope and the guy leaves, you know, and I come back inside and she goes, oh, who was that? And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know? I'm like, oh, it was my gardener, you know? It was fucking nice save, you know? Like on the spot, fucking cool. Got enough to last us for sure until the mom leaves this time, you know? Next day, fucking Sunday morning comes around. Yet again, we're fucking out of dope. We're dope sick. We're trying to see what, like, we could scrape together off the little fucking tutor, you know, that fucking dumb trick.
You and
know?
You would thought that you would had enough at that moment to be able to get you through
the mom leaving. The mom, yeah. The like mom fucking two, 3 days? Going back home, yeah. So I'm like, fuck. So we call him again Sunday morning and he's like, hey. And they were like weird on Sunday mornings. Like, I don't know, motherfuckers weren't going to church or anything, but it would take him longer, you know? So I'm like, fuck, you know, just please, I'll get a lot more. And the dude shows up again and I was like, meet me in the backyard, you know? And he comes out back there and fucking sure enough, here comes the fucking mom walking through again. But this time, like making direct eye contact, not just in passing, you know? And I was like, fuck, like I'm fucked, you know? The scale was probably still out And I might have even been paying the guy at the time. You know, I was like, fuck, get the fuck out of here. You know, and I come back inside and she looks at me and she goes, wow, you guys have some great gardeners here. They show up every day, huh? But never questioned, like, what were you actually doing? You know?
Where was she from?
Orange County. She was the Avon. She got into Avon like super early on. She was like, somebody was like, oh, there's this great thing that's going to.
Of course, fucking, Orange know, County. Orange she County. Sees and, anyone like, who's maybe. Like, just got a tan.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. How often do you have them over for the day?
They have like a magazine, you know, and like the mom was like on the cover of the magazine in her convertible. They would have like a Christ. DVD to like recruit people. And she, there's like a, her on the DVD, it opens with her like driving on the beach, and she's like, "Yeah."
I could piggyback on an Orange County thing.
But let's hear about Orange County, Joey.
Let's hear it.
Okay, you know, like I didn't venture down there too often. Sometimes we go to San Diego towards the border, and then you know, creep back up the 405 back to the valley, shit like that. But I did go to Disneyland once, frying on acid, which maybe some of you guys have as well. But like, I just remember like. You know, going and you know, taking a few tabs and being in line for certain things and realizing that like things are getting you know, like in line, you know, electric flowers and shit like that, and I was tripping for sure, you know what I mean? And I end up really like on this weird tip. I'm with this girl and she's tripping, and we somehow made it to Toontown where there's all the children, you know what I mean? Which is like not where you want to be.
Not like the rest of it isn't fucking all children.
Truth. Yeah, that's true. It's specifically.
This fucking guy. The
younger children, I guess. You know? I don't know. It's and
we're over at the youthful part of the
park. You know, and it's just fucking. I remember just like, I remember, you know, the you know, there's little kids and they have those fan bottle spray fan things where it's like water comes out and it's a fan and shit. And I remember like just going up to this girl and just going, spray me, you know, and then she just looked so terrified and ran off. And then the girl I'm with is like, dude, we can't talk to anyone. We can't talk to any more kids and anything. And, you know, it's like. Things started taking like a more sinister turn when I started going towards like the smoking section at Disneyland. It's a pretty hardcore place, even if you're not frying, you know what I mean? Just like real humanity, like Midwestern, Newport Hundreds shit going on. And the turkey legs, you know what I mean? Yeah. They have those big savage turkey legs, right? And I just remember like, you know, sitting and just observing like this fucking, you know, family from Ohio just devouring these giant fucking turkey legs
in the smoking area
in the smoking section of fucking Disneyland. And it was like, it was just so like unsettling, you know what I mean? Like it was it like kind of turned the whole shit sour, you know? And we're like, oh fuck, let's get out, you know? We didn't make it to the fireworks or anything like that. And we ended up actually driving the wrong way on the 405 afterwards to Bolsa Chica before we like realized like, wait a second, like, you know, turn back around. But, you know, when I think of OC, I just think of my memories at Disneyland and everything like that.
I did do speed at those shady hotels that used to be by Disneyland when I was dealing drugs to the Marines at the El Toro Marine Base. I've told that story.
Yeah.
Where we took off with a guy's car, but we left him at one of those hotels. But, you know, you're doing speed. I'm like, I'm going to check this scene out because it's just all these shady, seedy hotels.
Yeah.
And, dude, it is like, it's not like Skid Row, but it's almost like that. It's just people, you know, wandering.
Really? Out there near there?
The motel. They're gone now. They've torn them down. But there's a documentary on it you could watch. But
there was that movie, too, that came out. But it wasn't like
that. Disney World, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Disney World. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine the Momos down there being pretty sketch.
They're all gone. They tore them all down, but they were fucking sketchy.
The extended stay.
Yeah.
That's always, when you see extended stay, like you always weekly know that's rate. The spot. That's the spot for sure.
That's a kind of California, I got to say, and not to talk about a show, but I came in very late to Big Little Lies. I watched the last season. I watched it in like 2-3 sittings or whatever.
Is it great?
Certainly worth seeing. Like, it's pretty fucking rad, you know? It's like, you could feel the David E. Kelly, but the guy who directed is the guy who directed Sharp Objects. So it's pretty fucked up and interesting the way they do it, right? And, like, the actresses are all, everybody's great. Like, but it's Monterey. And I am so disconnected from any other aspect of of California other than Los Angeles. Like, I've been to San Francisco a couple of times,
And honestly, like one time for fun and then the other two times for just like dot-com meetings that were just soul crushing. You know, you're just like, why would anyone ever want to be around any of you people ever in the world? I don't give a shit whether you have oysters that are, you know, made of what. It just, I don't care. I don't care how fancy the restaurants are. I don't care about any of the culture there. It just is a fucking bummer. And so I don't dig that. I've been to other places up the Central Coast that I've really, really liked. But it is interesting to me, like, Monterey, what is that about? Have you ever been to Monterey? Yeah, what happens there?
Kind of fucked up, to be honest.
It's like when you say the OC. I mean, I've been to the OC, and it's fucking, I don't know what's going on over there for me. It's not for me.
It's a different planet.
I grew up there.
You did?
You did?
Wow.
Yes.
You grew up in the OC?
Yeah, I'm from South Orange County.
No way.
I was born in Laguna Beach.
Represent. What is represent? Excuse me. I'm represent. Sorry. Represent. Will you do me one? Do me a favor. Hit me with that bottle in the head.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Yeah, no. It's terrible.
Is it?
It's a beautiful place to visit. But where I grew up, where I think they have the highest per capita heroin overdose rate, like that is...
San Juan Capistrano?
No, I was San Clemente. So that's down at the beach, the beach.
And that's nice, right?
It's beautiful, but you either surf or you do heroin.
A lot of neo-Nazis too, right?
I hung out with the punk kids. I didn't experience neo-Nazism, but I would say that's more maybe toward Irvine.
Anaheim.
Yeah, Irvine, I experienced neo-Nazism. I mean, not in my direct friend group because I still hung out with the punks, but my friend's sister was a neo-Nazi, and I guess the neo-Nazi guys were really into fucking chicks in the ass and then pulling out really fast so they'd shit all over the bed. I don't fuck with neo-Nazis.
I've never heard of that.
That's another great episode of It's All Bad. Tune in.
Irvine.
Next week we'll have some more. Hit us up on Instagram and come into our DMs or shit right into our DMs if you have any interest in being on the show. And thank you very much. Good night.
Goodbye.
That's good.
I don't think we can top it.
That's it. That's a show ender.
That is a show ender.